You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department has joined eight other counties in Wisconsin, entering into the Warrant Service Officer Agreements with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It joins Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Washington, and Washera counties in entering into a 287G agreement. The Department of Homeland Security says this program trains local police officers to become ICE warrant service officers. The officers can then serve warrants on behalf of the agency inside of local jails and correctional facilities where they work. ICE then has 48 hours to take the immigrant into custody. The ACLU of Wisconsin has urged local sheriffs not to enter into these 287G agreements or to withdraw from their existing contracts. More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing, targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency. The office led by billionaire Elon Musk had already released a list of at least six governmental offices to either be eliminated or reduced in Wisconsin. Now there are 16 of them. Two are in Green Bay, one is in Shawano. Musk's team is planning to close an office used for Social Security Administration appeals in Green Bay and an office for the U.S. attorneys in Green Bay. The Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Shawano is also slated to be closed. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for Fish and Wildlife, Federal Motor Carrier Safety, the USDA, and the Internal Revenue Service. The largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees. It's not clear whether they will keep their jobs. Facing 14 drug charges, 35-year-old James Granberry has asked for his case in Brown County Court to be dismissed because his preliminary hearing, which is usually held within 2 weeks of charges being filed, has not happened yet. He's been in jail for 6 months. The state has been unable to find a public defender for Granberry, and his preliminary hearing has been postponed at least four times. Granberry and six others were arrested in a Brown County drug bust last August. Prosecutors have not responded to the motion. Hospital Sisters Health System, or HSHS, announced it is spending $270 million for improving and modernizing its hospitals in Green Bay. The hospitals in question are St. Mary's and St. Vincent's. The lion's share of the funds will go to improvements at St. Mary's. Work will begin in the summer and will continue for about 3 years. The largest reduction in federal jobs could happen in the next month. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5-8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
According to federal data, there are about 11,000 federal VA workers in Wisconsin. It looks like cuts to Medicaid will happen. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
The House passed a resolution to reduce the energy and commerce budget by $880 billion over the next 9 years in order to extend President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Analysts say there's no way they'll be able to reduce the budget by that much without slashing funding to Medicaid. Here in Wisconsin, 1.2 million people get their coverage through Medicaid. That's 18% of the population. That includes one in three kids and more than half of nursing home residents.
The latest Marquette University Law School poll of Wisconsin voters finds several candidates for statewide office in the upcoming spring election are struggling with overall name recognition. The poll looked at the public opinion on the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court and state superintendent. The poll did not look at any head-to-head polling for either race. More than half of registered voters did not have an opinion on Susan Crawford, the liberal candidate for state Supreme Court, and close to two-thirds of voters don't have an opinion of Jill Underley, the state superintendent for the Department of Public Instruction. Among the right-leaning candidates, the poll found that more than 70% of voters don't have an opinion of Brittany Kinzer, the challenger in the state superintendent race. Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate for the Supreme Court, has the highest name recognition of the four statewide candidates, but nearly 40% of voters said they didn't have an opinion of him either. The poll is among registered voters in Wisconsin and has a slight Republican lean in its sample. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number one-ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Sky, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Sky says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Sky says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Sky wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Sky also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. The TV FBI is being canceled. The real-life FBI? Well, that remains to be seen. But for creator Dick Wolf's FBI franchise, the news is not good. FBI Most Wanted and FBI International have both been kiboshed by CBS. Both shows are spinoffs of Wolf's FBI and often won their time slots, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, so my only guess is that Dylan McDermott's acting is so cringe in FBI Most Wanted that they canceled both shows. Sticking with the world of espionage, despite what was supposed to be a highly anticipated second season, Netflix has announced it is canceling The Recruit after just two seasons. Variety reports the show drew just 5.9 million viewers in the first 4 days of the season two release. The news was confirmed when actor Colton Dunn, who plays operative Lester Kitchens, spilled the beans on social media, then also asked for work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. By Sunday, sunshine 48. Monday will be sunny with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.